Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night AccelMe training call series. What an amazing call we have lined up for you tonight, because we've got an amazing guest speaker from the home office in Provo, Utah, coming live from the Innovation Center is none other than General Manager for Nu Skin USA, Matt Hall. Matt's not joined us on this call series in the past, so I certainly am very, very happy in that respect to have him on tonight. And thanks to Cindy, by the way, for recruiting him. She did a fantastic job, and Matt, you're a great sport for joining us. You know, we've got lots of new callers on the line, Matt, who probably don't know much about your background. So let me share a little bit about your bio with the folks on the call tonight. Matt joined Nu Skin's corporate team in 1996. He has extensive experience and knowledge in leading sales teams, distributor relations, marketing, and operations. Now, prior to his appointment to his current position as general manager for the U.S., Matt served as the Vice President of Sales for Nu Skin North America, and from 2007 to 2011, Matt served as the VP of Sales and Operations for Nu Skin's South Pacific markets. Now, earlier in his Nu Skin career, Matt served in various roles, including Director of U.S. Sales, Senior Manager for North America Operations, and Manager of Business Development and Strategy. Matt earned his bachelor's degree in business and marketing from Utah Valley University. So it's my pleasure to bring on board and introduce to the call for the very first time the general manager for Nu Skin USA, Matt Hall. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
It's my pleasure to be here, Dan. Thanks so much. And I just learned that I need to update my bio. That's quite boring about someone. So sorry to be that boring.
It's not boring. It gives a great bit of flavor for your background, but not enough flavor, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about first. We're going to get in a moment into the course of the call into the topic du jour, and that's seamless global compensation. But before that, tell us a little bit more about what you do as the general manager for Nu Skin USA. What is it that occupies your time at the home office?
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Yeah, my role is to enable Nu Skin sales leaders to be all they can be. And my focus is primarily to enable you to make more money, to help you help others to make more money, and to help others have a great experience with Nu Skin. And that experience will be with our products. Hopefully the experience is part of a great culture, and that experience is also just having an ability to make money and to live a life that's more fulfilling. And hopefully we'll talk a little bit more about that tonight, but that is where I spend all my time, is simply enabling you, our sales leaders, to do those three things.
Well, that's a great, great summary of what you do on a day-to-day basis, and I certainly appreciate that. You know, Matt, like quite a few members of the management team at Nu Skin, you yourself, you've got a considerable history with the company. In your case, it spans some 22 years with this 34-year-old company. So, you know, I'm often asked by brand new members and sometimes by people who are just taking a look at the company for the first time, what's changed over the years, over those 34 years? In other words, in your view, how has the company adapted to things like a changing economy, changing demographics, and maybe changes in consumer demands during your tenure with the company?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. First of all, Nu Skin has always been known. You know, what's really made Nu Skin a global success story that it is today is we're known for innovation, and we're known for our product innovation, but we're also known for our business innovation. And so, Dan, you mentioned, like, the trends and the macroeconomic trends. You know, I go back to 1996 when I first joined, when I was Cindy's account manager in 1998. That's going back 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we were always one step ahead. And so during the dot-com era, we had incredible products that would enable sales leaders to be able to take advantage of powerful trends during, you know, the infancy of the Internet. And really were able to enable sales leaders to take advantage of very, very powerful trends. I even think of today. How are things different today? We're leveraging our abilities, our innovative capabilities to leverage these macroeconomic trends that we see today around the gig economy, about people's desire to have a side gig, if you will, to have the flexibility that they desire to do things when they want, at the time that they want, to be able to make decisions that they wouldn't have been able to make prior to joining Nu Skin. And so It's really about providing the fulfillment and the flexibility that people desire today. So it's really been able to adapt in a very, very dynamic business environment. So that's where I feel like things are a bit different today. Our ability to adapt to this dynamic business environment that we're in today is extraordinary.
You know, one thing I thought, Matt, as Cindy and I attended the Global Convention this past October in Salt Lake City, was that the company was really making a major shift in its view of its role in the lives of the distributors. And they encapsulated that shift in one simple phrase or one simple saying, your life, your business, your way. What does that mean? And what does it mean to you in particular?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. So we call that the You Revolution. So if you're ever on some of our websites or you're seeing us on Facebook, on our social platforms, and you're talking and you hear us talk about the You Revolution, that's what we're talking about. It's about your life. We want you to live your life on your terms. We don't want you to be a part of Nu Skin and have to fit within this little box that we've created. We want you to be able to live your life on your terms. Your business. We want you to be able to use your God-given talents, your capabilities, and your passion to grow a business. And again, not put you in that box, but enable you. It is your business, and you determine how you do your business. And so we provide the platform, we provide the products, we provide the compensation, and thankfully we provide the leadership, you, not me, not our corporate head. You know, we have our roles, and our roles are very distinct. But, you know, you as new sales leaders, those on this call, you have incredible leadership that you can leverage to determine how you want to live your life and how you want to operate your business working with great sales leaders. And so that's how I would define it. It is your revolution. It's the You Revolution.
Perfect. So let's move to the topic at hand tonight, Matt. And that's seamless global compensation. I'm probably speaking Greek to some folks on the phone, in particular those who are on the line for the very first time. But I know that you know everything about that topic, and maybe you can share a little bit about what it means. What is it, and really, why should every entrepreneur know about seamless global compensation?
What I love about this is that especially today, it's 2018, the world is flat. And what that means is there's almost no borders, is that, you know, the internet has almost eliminated borders, and our world and our business world is now global. And so most people, when they start a small business, they usually start a small business in their own neighborhood or in a very small community. But what Nu Skin's been able to do since late 80s, early 90s, when we first went international, was to provide someone an opportunity to create and build a global business. And Nu Skin was the first to create what we call a global seamless compensation plan. Now it feels fairly ubiquitous. But in 91, this was innovative, where Nu Skin was the first company where you could build a business in Canada and not have to, and I don't want to make this too complex, but you didn't have to go to Canada and create your own tax ID and to have a business entity in Canada and to try to build a business in Canada, where you could still be in the U.S. and refer people in Canada and sell products in Canada, but still all be paid in U.S. dollars. And that was extremely innovative back in the day, because all of our competitors at the time is, if you wanted to build a global business, you literally had to go to that country, register, be licensed, and first of all, that's not easy. And if you can do it, it's very, very hard. It's very hard to do an international global business back in those days. But Nu Skin has always been able to innovate and allow people to create a global seamless business.
So it started, as you mentioned, with the company's entree into the international market back in 1991, with opening Canada as the first market outside the bounds of the U.S. And it was innovative at that time. Certainly, as you mentioned at the beginning of the call, Matt, one of the company's hallmarks is its penchant for innovation in both products and the business. We're talking about the business on this particular call, but we'll talk about product innovation on other calls, to be sure, and we have in the past as well. But in 91, this was hugely innovative. So that's historical. That's interesting information for the history buff. But why does it matter today for someone who's joining? Why is it so special even as of today?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we're on the cusp of introducing an enhanced sales compensation plan in Nu Skin. And I'm going to try to keep this as simple as possible because it truly is quite simple. We have a sales compensation plan today, and it's hallmark. Its competitive advantage in the marketplace today is we reward leadership. We reward leadership. And that's a competitive advantage that we have today. And so as you're selling products, you know, we have a very rewarding sales compensation plan that is you're helping to train others to sell products and to help develop others. That's where the rewards become significant. And this is where Nu Skin sets itself apart. I don't know any other company that rewards its sales leaders like we do. And so this is our competitive advantage, and that will continue to be our competitive advantage with this new Velocity sales compensation plan that we're going to be introducing in June. And with this Velocity sales compensation plan that we're going to be introducing, is our goal is to accelerate your ability to sell more, to introduce people to the business opportunity, more people to the business opportunity, do it faster, and to help you be more productive in the results that you're achieving. And so how do we do that? And so there's three primary areas that we're trying to focus on. First of all, we know, Dan, that today, I don't know about you, but I've got four kids, three of whom are teenagers, and I feel like I'm one of them. Instant gratification is the norm. I mean, they literally, right? If you and I grew up mowing lawns, if you will, and if I mowed someone's lawn, I probably got paid, you know, at the end of the month, right? And I had another business, and getting paid was not that instantaneous. And that was the norm. And today, my kids literally, when they're doing their work, it is like they expect to be paid the very moment that that work is done. Now, why do I share that? Okay. That is just the norm today. And so when someone does a certain behavior and sell a product, we want to reward them for that behavior or that sale immediately, right? So if you sell a Nu Skin product today, we will pay you that retail bonus that same day. We will put that money in your Nu Skin account that day. So our goal is, and again, this is just part of the plan that I'm explaining, but we want to reward behaviors immediately. And as we know we do that, it's going to be that much more motivating to perform and to do those behaviors more often. All right, and so that's just one component that we're really focused on, is rewarding people for selling products, sharing products every single day, and rewarding that behavior every single day. The next thing is, as you become a sales leader and you're helping other people to become a sales leader, we want to pay you on that group sales, that customer base that you are creating. There's additional commissions in addition to the retail profits that I was talking about that we pay you daily. There's additional commissions that we pay. Well, today and for the last 34 years, we've been paying those commissions monthly. Well, we're feeling like, hey, guys, how can we pay those commissions sooner? So as you perform every month and create a base of consumers and other distributors, how can we pay you for that performance on a weekly basis, right? And then as you're creating we talked about this global seamless plan. You know, as you're continuing to build a larger organization, there's additional benefits and additional commissions that are significant, and we'll pay those commissions to you each month. And so it's a very, very dynamic plan that's going to reward you every step of the way as you experience your journey with Nu Skin. But it's all about rewarding the right behaviors at the right time. And we've introduced this plan in the Pacific region. That is Australia and New Zealand, New Caledonia and French Polynesia, four wonderful countries. And Dan, in part of my intro, you had shared. I used to run these markets. So I raised my family in Australia for a number of years. And this market has introduced this velocity plan on December 1st. So for them, it's about 2.5 months old. And I love, because I have a lot of relationships with many of our sales leaders in that market, the feedback that we're receiving so far is extraordinary. That is, it is accelerating the pace of their business. They're seeing more product sales. They're seeing higher productivity. And what that means at the end of the day, our people are making more money and they're earning it faster. And so, again, trying to keep this simple, but we love that we're fulfilling the promise of the plan with velocity, is that our goals, we're realizing the goals today, and it's extraordinary. We love what we're hearing.
Matt, it's very, very exciting. And I want to put this into perspective for the listeners, because they need to understand, I think, and you'll probably agree, that over the years, starting from the company's inception in 1984, the company has tweaked or massaged the compensation plan a number of times, and every single time it's been for the benefit of the distributors, not to put more money in the company's pockets, but to put more money in the distributors' pockets. This, however, this new change that the company is calling velocity is a quantum leap. Would you agree this is not a simple massaging of the compensation plan to tweak or slightly improve the numbers? This is a massive change designed to do exactly what you said, to improve commissions, to increase the speed of payment, and to produce a more rewarding result for the distributors who are building businesses. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. But again, all in the context of what you explained in terms of the year revolution. This plan is to really fulfill the promise of, this is your business, and we want you to be able to do it your way. Now, some of the elements is it's got to be fast. Again, we're going to pay you faster. We want to provide you more flexibility in the plan, because that's what most people joining a gig, if you will, a Nu Skin gig. Let's talk about Nu Skin as a gig. They desire the flexibility that a gig can provide them. And Nu Skin, and of course, our competitive advantage has been rewarding leadership. And so as we reward leadership, you can earn significant income, and you can have a very, very fulfilling life with Nu Skin. And so those are the three areas that I want to express. It's the plan that rewards fast, it's a plan that rewards flexibility, and it's a plan that can provide fulfillment. And we could call those the three F's, if you'd like.
Yeah, this the thing that really impresses me, Matt, is the fact that, and I'm coming from my perspective as a lawyer, show me the facts. I want to know what the facts are. Show me the evidence. This is not theoretical. At this stage, you guys have already had several months of experience with this plan in Southeast Asia. And so the facts are there. You're seeing the benefits. You're seeing the results. And the company is very, very excited about what they're seeing, so much so that they're now starting to gear up for the launch here in the U.S. market. You said June 1st. Is that right?
That's correct.
Fantastic. And the other thing that you mentioned during the course of your discussion about velocity is that you're having live conversations with real leaders in the market where this is already in place, and you're hearing very positive feedback. Is that what you're telling us tonight?
That's correct. And, we're working very closely with yourself and other U.S. sales leaders here in the United States, and many people that you may be familiar with. Giselle Sexsmith had a wonderful call with Giselle last week. And as we talked through the elements, and, we've had these conversations with Giselle for some time, and she loves that these enhancements, what these enhancements are going to enable her organization, and each of you on this call. She sees the vision of what Velocity can do for her organization, and it's been co-developed, if you will, with the company and its best sales leaders. And this truly has been an amazing partnership in co-developing this plan. And Dan, I really appreciate you sharing the fact that this is a plan that none of the changes put any more money in the hands of the company, if you will. The only way the company is going to benefit from this change is by helping you grow your business more. That's how we're going to benefit as a company. And so this is really a benefit that we're both going to experience. You're going to get paid more in the plan, but because you're going to get paid more and you're going to create more sales, that's where the company's also going to win as well. So it's very much a codependent win-win, but it's also been co-created with some of our best, most experienced sales leaders.
Well, it's real exciting. Almost as exciting as the pay me now button I hear is going to show up on the Avant and Genealogy page so that you can literally get paid the same day. Is that how it's going to work?
It is, and it's actually, there's an app, and this is where it's funny you mentioned that, Dan, because some of the leaders I've been talking to in the Pacific, they literally, these leaders I'm talking to make extreme amounts of income, but I don't want to oversell it. They make a lot of money, okay? But the very one feature they're most excited about is that, you know, that pay me now when they sell a product and they might make, you know, 20, 30 bucks that day. They make far more than that, but that little feature of pay me now is like almost a toy. They're so excited about it. They can't wait to press it and see it actually show up in their bank the next day.
It's that instant gratification you talked about. It's real. It's absolutely real.
It is. It is. And it's funny to know that just that little feature alone is something that they get excited about. But what they do is the potential in the hands of a new person that a lot of people who have the desire to join, you know, a company like Nu Skin, they actually need that $30 this week or maybe even tomorrow. And so that button, while it might be fun for an established sales leader, it's very, very meaningful for the person that does need that $30 today or tomorrow. And so it's a feature that they see the vision for and the utility for. It's going to be a powerful feature in our plan.
You mentioned Giselle Sexsmith a moment ago. Of course, she's the founder of AxelMe. And Cindy and I had the distinct pleasure and privilege of hosting her in our home in Sarasota about a week and a half ago. And she did a meeting for a number of leaders in the area. And she absolutely, positively was so excited to share with us just a little bit about her knowledge about Velocity and her discussions with folks like you and others at the company. And she was incredibly impressed by the receptiveness that the company has had toward comments and input from the field, people like Giselle and others throughout the world, in terms of developing Velocity. So this is coming together to be a very, very exciting addition to the way distributors are going to earn money with this business. There's no question about it. Of course, we don't make any income claims. All those average incomes are posted by the company. It's a publicly traded company. You can look it up for yourself on the website if you have any interest in that. And certainly most people do. But what is going to be earned here, I think, is going to be significant, and we're going to see major improvements. So I know lots of folks on the call, Matt, they're interested in more details. We're not going to be able to get into too many tonight because of time, plus also the fact that the company still is tweaking and massaging some of these details of Velocity to make it make sure it works really well here in the U.S. So when can we expect some more training? What's the timeline for that and more specifics coming down the road?
Yeah, good question. I would suggest that you can expect to hear more in April.
Perfect. So we'll begin.
I would invite everyone on this call. We have a leadership conference that will be hosted here in Provo, Utah. And it's a beautiful time of year in April, and would invite you. And as part of this leadership conference will be a workshop centered around this velocity training. And it would be a great opportunity to hear firsthand more about the Velocity plan.
Excellent. So for those on the call and those who are listening to the recording, by all means, check with your account manager, check with your upline leadership team to get out to Utah. It's going to be a phenomenal event. Absolutely. No question about it. Let's shift gears a little bit, Matt, as we kind of move toward the end of the call tonight. And tell me a little bit, if you would, please, about your predictions, your overall predictions for the U.S. market. That's your market, of course, as we move through 2018 and even beyond that.
My prediction is we are at the front of massive, massive macroeconomic trends. And in the United States, you know, as we look at social media and as we look at commerce today and the trends behind social commerce, the trends behind, you know, the internet that is now over about 20 years old, we live in a hyper dynamic business environment. And so I think because of these powerful macroeconomic trends, that we're right in front of these positive trends. Again, what are some of those trends? First of all, people have the strong desire to be a part of a gig. And to revisit what a gig is something simply, it's an opportunity to earn money outside of an employer, right? So I'm an employee of New Skin Enterprises. But for many people, they want to work independent of an employer. There is an extremely strong desire. And in fact, 31% of all Americans are part of a gig. And the trends are that in 2020, that is expected to exceed 50%. And so
that's amazing. And that's only in 2 years, Matt. That's truly amazing.
So forgive me. It's 2025. So forgive me. It is 7 years. But that is if you look at our existing workforce in the United States, that is a significant amount of people who have the desire to be a part of the gig economy. And these are some of the people who have the desire to drive for Uber, who have the desire to sell something on Etsy or somehow earn income outside of another employer. Now, what New Skin can provide is far greater than what Uber can provide, because we know that people are just trading their time for money. But the gig that New Skin can provide is the leverage, is that as you have the desire to change your own life and to change others and to sell great products and to help others to do the same, you can create that type of leverage that will allow you to earn the lifestyle that you're willing to put forth. Through your hard work, you'll be able to create an incredible, incredible business and a fulfilling lifestyle.
This is a great message indeed, no question about it, Matt. So let's kind of move toward the brand new person. Assume for the sake of this question, and you can assume correctly because it's absolutely true, that there are brand new people on this call, brand new people listening to this podcast. What's your message in particular for that individual as he or she embarks upon his or her New Skin career?
If you like to have fun and you care about other people, New Skin is the perfect gig for you. I've been doing this, as you mentioned, Dan, for almost 22 years. And if I can encapsulate what makes a successful New Skin distributor, it's these two things. First of all, they have the desire to help others. And if you don't have that desire, I'm going to tell you right now, you will not be a successful New Skin distributor. Our most successful New Skin distributors want to help and to lift others. Now, as you do that and as you focus on helping and lifting others, your reward is going to come. And your reward can be significant. But if you have that desire to truly lift and to help others, your reward will come. And again, I've done this for 22 years. And Dan, I think of you and Cindy, you know, you have benefited extraordinarily through the New Skin sales platform, you know, the New Skin gig. But I know that your heart and your desire has always been, how can I help and lift others? And as you focus on others, I've seen how your lives have fundamentally changed and you've benefited from that approach. And so, and then the other, of course, is a culture where we have a lot of fun. It's a culture of goodness, but we have a lot of fun. And that's what the world needs a bit more, is a fulfilling life, but we want to have a lot of fun. And this is the type of culture that enables that. So we have a lot of fun here.
Very, very true. So Matt Hall, General Manager of New Skin USA, is there anything that I've overlooked? What final message or final thoughts would you like to share with our audience tonight?
Oh, my gosh. So talk to the person who invited you to this call. Honestly, just come kick the tires, and I'm available. Find me on Facebook. And the reason I ask you to find me on Facebook, feel free to send me a private message, if you will, if there's anything I can do to help you personally, again, that is my goal, is to enable, whether you're new or someone who's been in our business for a really long time, we simply have a strong desire to help you succeed in Nu Skin, to help lift your life and to enable you to lift the lives of others. And we're available to do that. So please, I encourage you to reach out to me, and I'd love to respond. And anything I can do to help, never hesitate to reach out.
Well, it was a very generous invitation, Matt, and certainly you've been generous with your time tonight. We've been listening to and speaking with Matt Hall, General Manager of Nu Skin USA. And, of course, this call will be posted at the AxelMe Facebook page and also AxelMe.com. And check out next week's call. That's next Thursday, March 1st at 8 p.m. New York time, same number. And you can get all the details at the AxelMe website and Facebook page as well. So, again, Matt Hall, thanks for joining us. Thanks to all of our listeners. And we'll get together in about a week's time. Good night, everyone.